So yeah, sunscreen.
I do like that sunscreen. What else is happening? Sunscreen, climate change, we were talking about.
Tenuous link, tenuous link.
Very tenuous link. We're also
Marvellous.
Talking about the G8. Climate change is allegedly supposed to be big on the G8 agenda this year.
Ostensibly,
So,
yes.
what else is on that G8 agenda? They're talking climate change, they say they're talking Africa. What else do you reckon they might be mentioning that they haven't bigged up so much?
Well, they've been talking about things in Sheffield. That was last week. Of course, they've had various different smaller meetings, and so the Sheffield one was all about people trafficking and how best to fight the war on terror and cooperation on international crime and things like that. All of them, rather handily, are moving towards us having to have shared ID systems and shared global databases that contain all of our data so that wherever we are on the whole planet, they can find us.
That's
Whether or not
useful,
we're
surely.
criminals, terrorists, or just going about our daily business. Because, of course, if you've done nothing wrong,
You
you
have
have
nothing
nothing
to
to
fear.
fear. Yes, indeed.
Are you afraid?
No.
I'm not.
I'm not.
We're
I'm not.
fine.
Yes, everything's okay.
We haven't done anything wrong, have we?
No, no,
It's
no.
hard to tell, though, sometimes these days. You
That's
know,
very true.
they do keep changing the law.
Yes, that's the thing about the law, of course. It is an evolving system.
And you might find that something which previously sounded like an acceptable idea isn't so much anymore.
Yeah,
And
things move on.
remember, you know, back in the day, we used to have Britain at war with America from
Really,
Sheffield.
Chris, did we? Britain at war with America?
Madness, but we don't do that so much anymore.
Is this history of some sort
Now
you're
we're
talking
at
about?
war with America, but not with them. Do you see what I'm
War
saying?
with,
Not
but
with.
not against as such.
Yeah, that's it. So we're
Okay,
at war with
yes.
America in the sense we're at war against. English is rubbish.
It is a bit
You
useless,
see what
yes.
you've done there? You've got two words that mean the opposite. And they mean the
The same
same as
thing, yeah.
well.
It's a good job because, I mean, if I would have got that wrong, I probably would have gone straight away and tried to burn down the White House, personally.
Yeah, you would not want to be burning down the White House.
You wouldn't. No, that would be a bad thing to do.
It would be naughty. Very
Naughty.
bad. But before we talk about burning down the White House, we were going to just quickly mention some of the exciting stuff happening up in Scotland last week. I know you say to me, exciting, Scotland, but it's not the Gulf. And that there's
Are
some
you
validity in
Scottish?
that. But wait, there is golf on.
There's golf. There are many things on. There's lots of exciting things happening. Of course, we've already talked about, if you were listening to last week's show and the weeks before, you'll know that Bob Geldof is having his big day out on the 2nd of July.
Bob Geldof does like a party. He's having an awful lot of guests, hundreds of thousands of people up on the 2nd of July.
It certainly is, yes. I
to protest
understand that the
against
Queen isn't going.
the Queen or Queen or either.
Queen certainly aren't going. One of them is, well, dead.
But they had that chap from Free singing for them.
Oh,
They'd be
God, did they?
touring. Yeah. You
Oh.
know, All Right Now, Don't Stop Me Now, it's all the same.
Maybe they could get the Queen singing for them. That'd be fantastic, particularly if she wore a little moustache and a sort of a vest thing.
When you say you want to see the Queen in the vest, do you actually perhaps mean that you want to see the Queen just not doing any of those things at all? Or even don't want to see the Queen?
I probably don't want to see the Queen.
61 pence, Dan.
61 pence, Chris?
61 pence, Dan. That is, by all accounts, how much you spend on the Queen, the Royals, every year.
Every year?
Every person in this
I'll be a bargain
great
at twice the
England.
price, Chris.
Are you sure, Dan?
Yes, I'd be willing to pay £1.22 for the
I think
Queen, definitely.
£1.22 for the Queen, that might be fair.
Yes, I mean, they, you know, lots of good services for the country, good for tourism, and good for filthy radicals to have
No,
something to shout about.
Dan, good for Toryism.
Oh, I
You
see.
misread that.
Yes.
Toryism.
Although that's a bit of a conflict because, of course, I'm sure the US is having a war on tourism just at the moment, so maybe we shouldn't be trying to
That's not,
promote
it's
that
not a
country.
war on tourism. It's partly a war on tourism.
Is it?
Certainly, yeah, you're not encouraged to go on holiday to Iraq just at the moment.
Oh, I
But
see.
I'm not
Fair
sure you
enough.
were previously. So that's
No, I
very
don't think you were, no.
nostalgic. I think that's a war on terrorism. And of
Terrorism.
course, the war on terror, the war against terror, TWAT,
Not the war with terror, because that
not
would
the war
be.
with terror.
No.
No, that would be twit. And that wouldn't help. Twit.
Indeed,
The
yes.
war with terror, no. But although the Americans have been known to fight wars with terror in the past, you know, the Contras in Nicaragua, they were scary.
They were scary,
They'd
yes.
have scared me if I was a Nicaraguan. We diverge, digress.
We do, certainly, yes. Maybe I should
So,
mention some more things going on in Scotland.
just before you do, Dan, let's mention the website that people can go to if they're interested in coming up to Edinburgh on July 2nd for the Make Poverty History demo. That is www.makepovertyhistory. That's all one word. Make, spelt like make. Poverty, spelt like poverty. And history, spelt much the same as one would have expected. Make Poverty History Sheffield, though, .org, is the web address for the local coach site thing. You can get yourself on a coach, go up to Edinburgh, make a difference. Make history in 2005. That's what they would have us do.
I like making a bit of history. It's marvellous.
I do like history. Anything else going on? Going down? Going up?
Mostly up, I think. It's got the
going
round,
probably, after, you know.
There's quite a lot going on. I mean, if you want to go and find out all the details, then you also have to go to a website, which is www.dissent.org.uk, and that will have full listings of everything, all the different things going on. One of the most exciting things to me that's going to be going on is there's going to be a bunch of most definitely filthy, filthy radicals.
Yes.
Going to Glen Eagles, where they've been given a field by the council. And
really?
There'll be about 5,000 of them gathering together.
Perchance in some sort of village, Dan?
Certainly will. I think it might be some kind of eco-village.
I see.
Yes.
Is that like E.coli, or is that different?
I think it's less toxic.
Right.
Although it may be, because
but
they're not entirely sure what they're going to be doing about the toilets yet, so it may well turn out to be...
Like I say, it'll be going round as well as up, down. And
absolutely, yes. But there'll be 5,000 people all breaking into different barrios. And barrio, for some reason, they're using this foreign word to mean neighbourhoods. Has less syllables in it, so that's quite good, but yes.
For you, clearly.
Yes, absolutely, yes, yes. So everybody from Sheffield will be going into their own barrio, people from Downstaff into their own barrio, and they'll be cooking their own food and planning their filthy radical activities for the next week.
Well, that sounds very exciting, and you can find out about this at dissent.org.uk.
Certainly
that's just excellent. Mm. One form of direct action that I don't think we're going to be seeing is perhaps the aforementioned burning of White Houses. But I believe that we do have a little bit of comment about this.
Certainly do.
Thank you so much.
Oh, come back, proud Canadians, to before you had TV. No hockey night in Canada. There was no CBC.
Oh, my God!
In 1812, Madison was mad. He was the president, you know. Well, he thought he'd tell the British where they ought to go. He thought he'd invade Canada. He thought that he was tough. Instead, we went to Washington and burned down all his stuff in the White House. Burn, 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 and we're the ones that did it. It burned, burned, burned while the president ran and cried. It burned, 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 and things were very historical. And the Americans ran and cried like a bunch of little babies, wah, 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 in the War of 1812.
Now some hillbillies from Kentucky, dressed in green and red, left home to fight in Canada, but they returned home dead. It's the only war the Yankees lost, except for Vietnam.
And also the Alamo.
Right, and the Bay of Ham. The loser was America, the winner was ourselves.
So join right in and gloat about
the War of 1812 in the White House. Burn, 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 and we're the ones that did it. It burn, burn, burn. President ran and cried. It burned, 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 and things were very historical. And the Americans ran and cried like a bunch of little babies, wah, 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 in the War of 1812.
In 1812, we were just sitting around, minding our own business, putting crops into the ground.
We heard the soldiers coming, and we didn't like that sound.
So we took a boat to Washington and burned it to the ground.
Oh, we fired our guns, but the Yankees kept it coming. There wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more, and the Yankees started running down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, oh, oh. They ran through the bushes where the beavers wouldn't go.
They ran so fast they forgot to take their culture
back to America and Gulf and Texaco. Whoa, 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 whoa.
So,
Washington. Its buildings clean and nice. Bring a pack of matches
and we'll burn the White House twice. And the White House burn, burn, burn. But the Americans won't admit it. It burn, burn, burn. It burn and burn and burn. It burn, burn, burn. Now that that made them mad. And the Americans ran and cried like a bunch of little babies. Wow, wow, wow.
Well,
a little bit of a technical difficulty here. I apologise. I remind you, you're listening to the Filthy Radical Show. Everyone knows Filthy Dirty Radicals, no practical skills. So if things do blank out slightly during a couple of our songs, that is because I believe one of our previous presenters spilt their coffee on the control board.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't you, no.
No.
Here at Sheffield Live, remind everyone, we're on 87.7 FM.
We are, in fact, on
Sheffield Live.
Open
access radio.
Yes, for the community. Which is us, apparently.
Super.
Marvellous, yes.
And that song,
Chris.
Yes.
I know we were talking before about the fact that things change over time, and while in 1812 it might have been okay to burn down the White House.
It's frowned upon now.
It is frowned upon, which is strange because in that song I'm sure I heard them say, in fact recommend, that we went and got a box of matches and went and burned it down again.
Yeah, you just had to emphasise that. Didn't you, Dan?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to check. I mean, that's not the sort of thing that we do these days, is it?
No, it's okay, because we're filthy radicals. We refuse to go on planes.
Do we?
They're very environmentally unfriendly.
So
we can't get to Washington.
We could go on
a boat. We could get a boat, but we haven't got that sort of patience.
No, that's true.
Skittish,
yes.
Minds going everywhere.
Yes. Maybe it's probably best to say that the Filthy Radical Show doesn't actually condone burning down the White House.
No, we think that's probably a little bit over the top.
Yes, perhaps, yes. It's a very nice building.
No. Go and protest outside it.
Yes.
Probably best to wear a bulletproof jacket for that.
Yes, indeed.
They get a bit tense.
Although, I mean, 1812, how long ago was that now? A couple of centuries?
No bulletproof jackets, I'll tell you that.
No, indeed. No jetliners, of course.
Not so many, no.
No. So give it maybe another 200 years, perhaps, that whole burning down the White House thing will come back round again.
But another place,
history
which you might
say...
History does
repeat itself.
It does.
History does repeat itself.
Monty Python did that 40 years ago.
Oh,
it wasn't
bugger.
That funny then. Another place which one might, figuratively speaking, say was burning is perhaps Iraq.
Yes.
Iraq, bit of trouble over there.
Yes, there is, yes.
Fortunately, we went in to take away their weapons of mass destruction, though, so at least they can't nuke us.
Yes. Although I'm led to believe by some other filthy radical UN types that they didn't actually have any.
Really?
Apart from one truck that turned out to be an ice cream van.
What, Mr. Whippy?
I think so, yes.
You can see why they made the mistake, because one of those flakes...
And
the cone looks a little bit like a launch vehicle.
It does rather, yes.
I say a little bit.
It's a curious thing, though, because we were talking earlier about how the Bush administration seemed to be going, la la la, not listening, when it comes to climate change.
That's true.
They seem to be doing very much the same with Iraq. All of their own people... trying to tell them that the things are getting a bit worse and that there's lots of insurgents being drawn in.
True.
Whereas Bush and his friends are all going, no, it's all fine, although they're not doing it in that accent, of course. But
apparently, according to the CIA,
yes,
the Central Intelligence Agency...
That's the US Central Intelligence Agency.
I believe so. Ironically named, I'm having to assume. The CIA believes that Iraq may be creating a new breed of jihadists. Apologies for the pronunciation on jihad.
It sounds good to me.
Ooh, maybe I got it right.
Could be.
Maybe you got it wrong.
Could be.
Either way, new breed of jihadists. So, actually, this whole war against terror, the war against terror, as I say, TWAT.
Yes.
The war against terror.
Is making things worse. Is that what you're trying to suggest? Or is that what the CIA is trying to suggest?
It's what the CIA seem to be suggesting. And I think the Foreign Office have actually sort of pointed this out a little bit before
they
the Iraq
did.
War
I think
well.
They pointed it out sometime before the war started. It's... fairly predictable result, really. You go and bomb a country for no good reason, because they don't have any weapons of mass destruction,
true,
it turns out.
True.
And people get a bit cross.
Yeah, it's strange the way people do that.
They do,
no sense of humour.
None at all, none at all, Chris.
You blew up my hospital. We were kidding.
No, it's just not the kind of thing people go for.
They actually did that to Cuba once.
Blew up the hospital for fun?
I don't know about the hospital, but they actually, in the 70s, bombed Cuba. The Cubans said, "Why did you bomb us?" Do you know what the Americans said?
For a laugh?
No, they said, "Did we?" I don't think we were going to do that. Did you bomb Cuba? I didn't bomb Cuba. Turned out some colonel just got a bit carried away. Bombed Cuba. Now, I can't help but feel that if Cuba had got carried away and bombed America, it might have got worse.
Yes, they probably wouldn't be there now.
No, so maybe a little bit of different standards, double standards there. One might even go so far as to say.